When I was a young professional, a million years ago, young adult, every year for Christmas, my dad got for my brother and for myself a magazine subscription to The New Yorker, because he wanted my brother to be well-read and cultured. And thank you, yeah, because I already was, you know, what can I say? And I don't know, but it's a great magazine, it's got all these great articles in it, but as great as the articles are, even better are the cartoons, of course. And my favorite cartoon, which I still remember, even though it's been eons since I've seen it, is this one cartoon where there is a little boy, and then there's this sweet, kindly woman standing here, and the little boy says, like this, and then takes her across the street, helps her across the street. It's so nice. And then you see the little boy, and he just goes walking off all proud. And then you see the woman walking back this way and wanting to go this way. And what I've never forgotten is here was this kind, sweet woman who was so magnanimous with her life that she was willing to be inconvenienced for a boy so that he could do a good deed. Hey, Finn. Finnegan, I think your little sister like a glass of water. What do you think? Yeah. Why don't you give it to her? Enjoy. Because, Finn, do you realize to whom you just gave a glass of water to? According to today's gospel? Who? Not your sister, but Jesus. Amazing. See, God wants you and me to be so filled with His Holy Spirit that when someone serves us, when someone encounters us, when someone gives us a glass of water, they will be doing a good deed for God. MTP. How to be a good disciple. MTP. More love. Travel where you'd rather not go. Passion, not hobby. That's what a disciple is. A disciple is one who has more love. Unless you have more love for me than you do for your family, unless you have more love for me than you do for the world, for your work, for your neighborhood, for politics, and for watching TV. Jesus is telling his apostles that if you're really going to be my disciples, then your love for me has to be greater than all these other things. So, of course, that's one of the things that we do throughout life. Like, how do I have more love? And so that's why praying every day, that's why going to church on Sundays, that's why being attentive to our neighbor, it helps us to have more love. And so when the sweet, kind woman helped allow the boy to help her across the street, it allowed him to have more love. When the little sister allowed the big brother to give her a glass of water, it allowed the big brother to have more love. More love. Disciples have more love for God. More love. Disciples have more love. They also travel where they'd rather not go. Unless you pick up your cross and follow me. You know, we as Americans, one of the reasons why I think we hate being sequestered and all the other things is that we don't want to be, put out of place. We don't want to, like, have our lives disrupted. We want to go where we want to go. And when Delta doesn't fly, you know, to St. Paul from Minneapolis, we go, what the heck? How will I get there? How inconvenient. But when I'm willing to travel where God calls me to, that's when I know I'm being a disciple. That's when I know I'm being willing to go where someone else wants me to go. Talking to two young gentlemen in our parish, young professionals, CPA and a business person at Optum. They both left their jobs this year so one could serve on NET, one could serve on Focus Ministries. That's traveling where you'd rather not go. Do I have enough love for God that I'm willing to travel where I'd rather not go? I mean, there's some people who even go to Ghana. That's how they spend the rest of their lives. Amazing. More love. Travel where you not go. Passion, not hobby. So often for me, like prayer, doing nice things or whatever, they can become like a hobby. Like, well, I got to get to church today, and then I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do that, because I got to do that. Like, I got to go bird watching. And we go to church like we go to bird watching. And we go to church like we go to caribou. Like every day, I go to caribou at 9 o'clock, and then I go to Mass. That's not a passionate love. That's a hobby, faith. To have passion means it consumes us. See, I'll find out later from Mom the passion and how much really does Finn love his sister, because if he's really kind to her later, then we'll know, right, Finnegan? See, when you and I are disciples, when you and I are those men and women, young and old, from all stripes of life, when we have more love for God, when we're willing to travel where we'd rather not go, when our faith is something that we're passionate about and not simply a hobby, then we become an icon of God. So when someone serves us, when someone encounters us, when someone says hello to us, they're saying hello, they're serving, they're encountering Jesus. Isn't it amazing to encounter you? You so filled with the Holy Spirit that you radiate Christ, so to serve Christ is to serve you. See, the world, what God wants in the world are people like us, you, disciples, who are so filled with the Holy Spirit that we're winning people, we're drawing people, we're inviting people to Christ through us. It's like we're a little fishing hook dangling in the lives of others so that Christ can be encountered with other people through us. And you might say, but I'm mean and ugly, even with my haircut. Well, so what? Now I can have more love. I can be willing to travel where God calls me to. I can really have a faith that's a passion of mine, so that I begin to radiate, little by little, more and more, the presence of God. And that way, I'm willing to be taken across the street in a way that's uncomfortable for me or inconvenient for me, because I want to allow this person to grow in love. That way, I'm willing to receive a glass of water from my brother, not because I maybe need it, but because it allows my brother to love. That's why our seniors who are often in nursing homes and perhaps can't go anywhere, and these days can't go anywhere. And sometimes I've heard so often from our seniors, like, why am I here? Because every time one of your grandchildren comes to visit you, Grandma, every time they inconvenience their all-important life to visit you, to call you, to FaceTime with you, to send you a note, you're helping that grandchild to love more. So often we think of discipleship as simply giving. And yes, it's better to give than to receive. But part of the way we give is allowing others to serve. Because all of us are called to be disciples. And so after you watch Mass, whether you're watching from home or participating here, don't walk away from the church or from the TV or from the computer until you've prayed to become a disciple, one who loves more, one who is willing to travel where God calls you to, one who is willing and wants to have a faith about which you are passionate and not just a hobby.